There has been a gradual improvement in the severe drought conditions that affected farmers in Licking County and Ohio during the summer and early fall. However, Licking County is still facing a moderate drought. A rainy November boosted conditions, but it came a little too late for Christmas growers. Licking County Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the theft of a business in Heath this past fall. Heath police say September 27th, two white females entered the Ultra Beauty store at the Indian Mound Mall and stole nearly $1,700 worth of merchandise. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 740-349-6888. A large crowd was on hand for the unveiling of the public patio fireplace during the Fredericktown Christmas Walk Saturday. The entire project was made possible with the generosity of many gifts and talents with a shared vision. You can visit the fireplace, which sits at East Sandusky and South Main Streets in Fredericktown. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The Ohio Senate has passed a bill to boost penalties for domestic violence offenders. Newark Republican State Representative Kevin Miller co-sponsored House Bill 111, mandating prison time for a third-degree felony domestic violence conviction. The bill also mandates a year in jail if the offender knew the victim was pregnant at the time of the assault. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. The Licking County Board of Elections held a recount for the Village of Hanover road levy last week, but after a hand count, there was no change in the final tally. The levy was turned down by just three votes, 376 for the levy and 379 against. The village had a three-year, five-mil tax issue request on the fall ballot. The New Albany Police Department is thanking community members who took part in Saturday's toy drive. Officers collected over 1,100 toys to bring joy to children during the holiday season through the Toys for Tots program. Officers say they appreciate everyone's generosity and community spirit during the holiday season. I'm Eric Brown reporting.